Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid in the world.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us here on the program as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. Today, we're going to be joined with the New Mexico standout defensive back, Jalen Burrell. And he's had a fantastic career with the Lobos. He's had a fantastic offseason, and we're going to discuss all those things as we are under 1 month away before the 2019 gets started in Nashville, Tennessee on April 25th, 26th, and 27th. Pro days, they're almost wrapping up. And now we're kind of just into that real settle down moment where, you know, teams are really starting to kind of get adjusted to their draft board. The last of the visits will be coming up very shortly. And then it's just buckle down time. And, you know, there'll be a lot of discussions on, you know, definitely the top half of the draft, especially in terms of the Cardinals and Murray, and if they're going to trade Rosen. So, you know, there's a lot going on in that aspect, but nonetheless, it will be an exciting draft season, as it always is, and that's why we love bringing you guys all the prospects that we can here on the C2P. So, for Jalen the call, if something happens that Jalen can't call in, you guys know, we'll simply reschedule. I know these guys are still working out. They got a lot of things going on, and we don't want to take up in time that could be addressed to something very important in the draft process. So, again, if that is the case, you guys know that we will schedule Jalen. If that's not the case, then we will get him on. We'll probably stay on the line for a few more minutes and see if he can come on. And if that does not happen, again, we'll just reschedule. If you missed any of our shows in their entirety, you guys know iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then collegeofpro.com, all opportunities to check out these podcasts and also learn a little bit more about each of all the prospects that we've talked to. And we've had a great season, as always. You talk to so many guys, you almost lose track. But if you go on the site, like I said, you're going to see all the exclusive interviews, and we put a little draft bio information, help you find out a little bit more about these young men. And it's an exciting time. Countdown the days to the draft. And, you know, when that time comes around and these guys arrive in, you know, draft mode, it just makes it all that much better. But as promised, we stand out from New Mexico, Jalen Burrell here on the C2P. Jalen, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Thank you, boy. I appreciate you, man. The day's treating me well. Just blessed to be alive. Blessed to be alive, sir.
Yeah, that's right, man. Every day you wake up, you win. And we're both winners today, Jalen, and hopefully we continue that streak. Can you believe your time at, you know, with the Lobos has kind of come and gone, and you're under a month away to find out, you know, where you're going to land in the National Football League?
Yes, sir. It was a quick little 18-month journey. It was a beautiful journey at that. Had a lot of beautiful experiences, and I'm just ready to get to what I've been kind of blessed to be able to do for a majority of my life, and just go grind, man, and just see what happens.
Now, let me ask you this. I mean, growing up, did you play Pop Warner or Pee Wee? And if you did, were you the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
I kind of was, but yeah, but football wasn't my main sport at the time. I was doing other things. I was playing basketball. I was running track and just being kind of the all-around kind of kid. And football came natural to me, and I got the opportunity. Like you said, I was kind of a standout and just kind of been that way.
And lo and behold, even in your collegiate career, you're still the standout, and I think that speaks volumes towards your athleticism. I'm curious. I mean, I mean, growing up, I mean, I'm sure you played multiple positions, obviously being the DB that you are. I assume that you probably played some receiver. How did you know that DB
yeah.
was going to be your best position moving forward?
It actually took my junior college defensive back coach, Kerry Harris. I was playing receiver at the time. I was playing both ways in junior college. And then he kind of, towards my second year, kind of showed me all the nuances of the corner and how everybody was kind of making it kind of like the new position, kind of how the quarterback and the defensive end was were being taken, and people needed people to block some guys down, the horses out there at receiver. So he was just like, I think you got it. I think you got what it takes, and receivers may come dime a dozen, but good corners don't. So I just took I took his word for it, and I believed it myself, and I just ran with it.
Awesome. Let me ask you this question, because you know as well as anybody, I mean, you can arrive at the collegiate level and things don't go your way. Maybe, you aren't as good as you thought, but that's not the case with you. I mean, you've had a fabulous collegiate career. Again, you're on that draft radar. Jalen, what point, I mean, is there a game? Is there a particular season? Maybe just your coach's feedback? When did you kind of get the idea that, you know, what you're doing on Saturdays, can turn into a career on Sunday?
Junior college really kind of showed me, because I came into junior college at 17, and then I was playing both ways and starting and making plays and kind of got buzzed. But it didn't really happen until we played Texas A&M and, like, the Colorado State my first year, my junior year, and there was NFL guys. Like, there were the guys I was kind of following, good, and getting up to that point, Christian Kirk and Michael Gallup, and those are two guys that my team trusted in me to go out and shadow myself. So I thought that was really when it was like, well, you're kind of not the equal, but you're kind of there. Now you're being asked to cover those guys. You're being asked to be their opposition. So that was really when.
That's awesome stuff. Once again, Jalen Burrell here on the C2P from New Mexico, kind enough to take some time and talk a little NFL draft. Very busy young man. And again, we're counting down the days to the big dish show on April 25th in Nashville. I ask all the guys to come on our program. I mean, if we threw you in that film room with these evaluators, I mean, these scouts, what are they going to love about you? What are those, you know, those characteristics to the position that they're just going to say, man, you do this so well?
Just being a competitor. That's just been me from the start, and that's something you can see on film. My athleticism, again, I think I have a pretty good athleticism for a guy playing the position and being my size. And then just the overall dog that I am, that's just something that coaches have kind of relayed back to me, my position coaches at New Mexico. I'm just like a never quit kind of guy, kind of the same thing as being a competitor, but I feel like some guys are a dog and some guys aren't, and it doesn't affect really your play, but it affects mine. So it's a big characteristic that shows I'm not afraid of anybody or any challenge or anything that comes towards me, but I'm always be there. And if you run 4.3, I can run 4.3 on the route. If you run 4.5, I can run 4.5 on the route. It doesn't matter. I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to be with you all game in your ear.
Excellent, man. I'm glad you brought that up. I was just about to ask, just because you play that DB position, are you chatty out there? I mean, if it's 3rd and 8 and the guy's lining up against you, what's it like for the receiver?
No, I'm pretty chatty. I take a little bit upon myself to get to know the guy before I even play and releases and everything, all the football things, but a little bit outside, try to look up where he's from or anything like that. Just a little extra juice that I could just have, just to maybe say something to kind of throw him off, because the game is ultimate focus, and if I can deter your focus for a little bit, maybe that'll give me the little edge I need. But that's just who I am. That's just how I grew up playing the game. The guys who kind of taught me, and just like I said, how I grew up and everybody around me. Everybody has something to say, whether you were good or bad.
Jalen, I love that. Now, is there something you could share with the audience where you knew something about a particular guy? And, I mean, did they, like, you know, like, how the heck did you know that? Or, I mean, you shocked them?
I would say it was when we played Boise State for the first time. And they had the receiver last year, Cedric Wilson, and one of my roommates knew him, so he kind of just knew Cedric and everybody. If you kind of like knew him, everybody called him like Ced or C2, or they kind of had like a little nickname going. And I remember I just walked out there and I called him that, and he just kind of kind of looked at me kind of weird, kind of funny, like, oh, how did you know me like that? Like, there's no way you know me like that. And I kind of, it just kind of threw him off, and I don't know if it worked, but I just knew it kind of threw him off for that little second. But little things like that are things I just try to have, because that's just what I kind of grew up doing, and it doesn't necessarily work. But I mean, to me, if that's what you're thinking about, you're not thinking about the play. You're thinking about what I'm saying.
You're exactly.
I'm know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I'm just going out there just doing what I do.
And you do it well, man. And you've had a fabulous career, and you've had a great off season. I mean, a fantastic off season. I mean, what's it like just kind of going to the regional combines and the pro days and the all-star games, everything that kind of comes with this? I mean, you're going to look back and probably say it was awesome, but I mean, what's it like just kind of really, you know, shaking hands and going eye to eye with these scouts that are potential hires?
It's really surreal. It really took me to get to the NFLPA and kind of see the players, the coaches, all the scouts lined up at once, and just kind of the whole spectacle that it is, the event that it is. And it kind of just showed you, like, how to be a professional, what it takes to be a professional, and if this is something that you really want to do, this is something that you're going to have to get used to. And I think that was a really big part in knowing just, man, this is it, really. And not it, but this is close to it being it. And if you want it to be it, man, you got to do the right things.
And just keep grinding. And let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's nothing that scouts or teams do not know about you at this point in the game. But we always allow our guys, I mean, this is your show.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything that these guys need to know about? I mean, I don't know, weight room warrior, team captain, film junkie, maybe the defense you ran where you wanted to play more zone and less press. I mean, I don't know. I mean, is there anything out there that's a big bonus that you're like, I got to get this out, I got to tell somebody?
No, I just think that I'm an extreme football junkie. If you ask any of my coaches, that all validates with all of them. I'm in the film room. I'm watching football when I get home. At study hall, right when I'm done with my work, I'll probably sit there an extra hour just because I got a computer in front of me and I can watch film. So I'm just there, and I'm just trying to take every opportunity I can to find something, like I said, that'll just give me an advantage or make me feel confident enough in my preparation to where I feel like I've done all that I could, and I'm ready to go out there Saturday, Sunday, well, now Sunday, and take care of business.
Definitely. And let me ask, this is, again, one of these cliche questions, but I still think it really just helps the audience identify with who you are as a player. Do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level?
I mean, I've heard a couple. My coach has thrown a couple at me. I just kind of not paid attention to stuff like that. But he said I reminded him of a couple guys that he's seen, Xavier Howard, Artie Burns he's seen in a Steelers camp, my coach Paraliano. And those are just guys who are 6 foot, close to the 200-pound range, really athletic, kind of new to the position, and are still learning the techniques and nuances of it. And I feel like that's myself, being a guy who played receiver all the way up until his junior year. And so I got to New Mexico, and now I'm learning every single kind of little niche that the position has, because it's not as simple as some people may think. It's a very diverse and complicated position. So I would say those two guys.
Yeah.
And a guy that I just always have looked at myself is Patrick Peterson. He was a guy that even played the position. He was just so raw and so talented. It could have been just a crazy corner coming out, but to see him develop into a potential Hall of Famer is ridiculous. I think that is crazy.
Definitely. Yeah, Patrick. He was on the show. He was on the show. Actually, he was on the show several times. We had him, you know, he was Yeah, he was coming out. And not that I want to get off subject, but the people he was with at the time, because he was a junior, obviously, they took him down to the Senior Bowl so he could do private workouts, even though he was a junior.
Yeah.
So, you know, teams could just kind of see him. And the hotel that they stayed at, his father and his training staff, till this day that they swear that their room in Mobile, Alabama was haunted, so much so that they checked out of the room and went to a different hotel. But, hey,
what?
Just sharing some stories. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Once again, hey, if you end up with the Cardinals and you're sitting there with them, there'd be something you could, you know, and then you know how you like to blow their minds and talk about stuff? You can blow up. You can blow his mind with the haunted house story. Once again, Jalen Barone standout Lobos DB. Yeah, as I said, you pass that along, you're going to get that same look like Wilson, Cedric Wilson did. You're going to be like, what? Hey, man, we're almost out of time. And, I mean, I was excited to get you on because, I mean, you got such a great pulse, and I know our audience was excited to more. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, now I assume the weekend of the 25th, 26th, and 27th draft weekend will be a time for you to spend with family and friends. Who in your family makes the best meal, and what delicious meal do you want prepared as a celebratory feast?
Oh, it's got to be Grandma. Grandma makes all the best food, and I'm going to need that gumbo. She's from Louisiana. She's a down south woman, so I'm going to need that gumbo, man. Even though it's hot, it's getting hot. I'm going to need it.
Excellent. And how about this one? Are you a better dancer or a better dresser?
No, I'm both. I can't do that. I can dance. I can jig. I can do all it. And I step out. I dress up pretty nice.
All right. Hey, man, this is your show. I'm not going to argue, man. Like I said, if you got the confidence to say both, then, hey, that's what we're going to do. And then the final question, Jalen, I think this is the question, you gentlemen. I think I could just ask this and just end the show. Female celebrities, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Zendaya. Zendaya's an artist, a singer. She's beautiful. She's also the same astrological sign I am, a Virgo. So I believe we got a lot in common, and she might be the one for me, man.
You start doing your thing like Patrick Peterson, man. That's reality, probably.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, Jalen. Hey, man. Stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed. We're just excited for you and can't wait to find out where you land within less than a month.
Thank you again, Bar. I appreciate you so much, and thank you to everybody who had me on the show.
Excellent stuff. Once again, that is Jalen Borelli, standout New Mexico Lobos, DB, and you've got to love how this guy has just kind of just transferred so quick from the wide receiver to the DB position with such success. I mean, you have any guys play their whole lives doing what he's doing now and fall way, way off pace to where this kid's at right now. And again, he mentioned, the Artie Burns, even the Cortez Allens, these guys 6 feet, near 200 pounds in the athleticism. If you want more of this show, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, as always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.